The Bush administration continued its push today to win international and domestic support for action against Iraq. At the United Nations, behind-the-scenes diplomatic efforts were aimed at convincing Iraq to comply with existing UN resolutions calling for weapons inspections. Domestically, administration officials and members of Congress maneuvered for position in the potentially volatile political debate. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Top Bush administration officials and lawmakers used the Sunday morning television talk shows to argue over U.S. policy on Iraq. Many members of Congress supported the president's U.N. speech last week, in which Mr. Bush called for greater pressure on Iraq. But Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said on CNN that his support doesn't extend to unilateral action by the United States.
I think the president has made a strong case at the UN for UN action here to enforce UN resolutions. That's a very different issue from whether or not we should go it alone.
Levin supports UN action, but he believes the issue of whether the U.S. should act unilaterally is politically motivated.
We should not engage in a divisive debate which is speculative on a what if the UN doesn't act.
But the ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Virginia Senator John Warner, said on CNN that Congress needs to pass a resolution supporting the president's policy.
I do not want it to appear that there's any daylight, any distance, any differences really between the Congress wanting to back the president, as they should and I predict will, so that the UN begins to wiggle and Saddam Hussein finds another reason to delay and drag this out.
While lawmakers maneuvered politically, the administration continued to detail reasons why it is urging UN action. Secretary of State Colin Powell reiterated on CBS that Iraq is in breach of 16 UN resolutions.
The reason we have taken this case to the UN is not the terrorism angle, although that is also part of the resolutions, as it is the weapons of mass destruction and the other elements of the resolutions with respect to how he treats his minorities, how he deals with human rights issues, the return of prisoners, the return and accounting for prisoners that were lost and taken during the Gulf War.
But it is unclear whether the Bush administration would opt to forego military action in the event that Saddam Hussein were to comply with UN demands. Secretary Powell on NBC.
Our policy remains regime change. Why? Because we saw in 1997 and 1998 under the previous administration that Saddam Hussein was essentially disregarding the instructions of the United Nations, disregarding his obligations. And it seemed the only way to make sure that the UN would be obeyed would be regime change.
The Bush administration would enjoy support from many Republican lawmakers if the president decides to promote a unilateral military campaign. Senator Warner.
Our Constitution gives our president the right to use our armed forces at any time he deems it's in our national security interests.
But hesitant lawmakers question why the Bush administration is so insistent that now, with a flagging economy and a war on terrorism underway, now is the time for the U.S. to pursue the end of Saddam Hussein's government. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.